For soft water shampooing, use Tony Cream Shampoo. Even in the hardest water, Tony Cream Shampoo.
Yes, even in the hardest water, Tony Cream Shampoo gives soft water shampooing that rinses away dandruff instantly, leaves hair so soft, so smooth, so shining clean. Today, bring out the sparkling beauty of your hair with soft water shampooing. Get the handy tube or jar of Tony Cream Shampoo. It's new. Tony. Tony. Tony Home Permanent presents...
This is Nora Drake.
This is Nora Drake, a modern story seen through the window of a woman's heart. Of course, you want to look beautiful for New Year's Eve, but are you worried about your hair because you need a new permanent badly? Well, it's not too late. You don't need an appointment. You can give yourself a Tony Home Permanent whenever it's convenient. Early tomorrow morning, late tonight, any time at all. And while your Tony wave is taking, you can get your party dress ready, write thank you notes for Christmas presents, do anything you like. Just get the Tony kit, complete with plastic curlers for $2. Then follow the simple directions, and even though your Tony is brand new, it will be soft and shiny, easy to set and style from the very first moment. And when the man in your life says beautiful, you'll be glad you have a Tony Home Permanent. The wave that gives that natural look.
T-O-N-I, Tony.
And now, this is Nora Drake. She watches Ken Martinson's tortured, handsome features. It seems to Nora that she's not seeing the young doctor she had known so long, but some other man she's meeting for the first time. She had that same strange feeling when she opened the door, saw him standing there intense, moody, brooding over Peg's dangerous condition. And after realizing how deeply disturbed and tormented he is, Nora's not quite sure how to handle him, what to say to him, as he tells her,
Nora, sometimes I scarcely understand myself. I've been so poisoned by weakness, bitterness, failure that I no longer know what I'm thinking, what I really believe. Nora, I want Peg to live. You understand that I want her to live, don't you? You know that, don't you?
Yes, of course, Ken.
There's an echo of doubt in your voice now.
That's because perhaps you choose to hear it there.
What do you mean by that?
Why do you need these reassurances, Ken? Do you want to convince me, or do you want to convince yourself?
Perhaps both of us.
Ken, this is just hysteria. You're overwrought. You don't quite know what you're saying.
I hope you're right, Nora.
You're not yourself, Ken.
Perhaps I am. Perhaps this is me. What I am, what I really am. Perhaps the real essence of a person comes to the surface in times like this. All the horrible thoughts we bury burst through their graves and walk like ghosts.
Ken, stop it, please.
Nora. Nora, what's happening to me?
The same thing that happened to Peg's father. And that happened to me earlier this evening. Peggy lies between life and death, and we blame ourselves. We all have this guilt, Ken. You're not alone. And you don't want her to die. Not really. You're a doctor, Ken. You don't want death. You fight for life. You've devoted years to saving lives. I know that. I've seen it. I'm convinced of that. I'm convinced of anything about you.
Do you feel this guilt too, Nora?
Yes, Ken. I feel this sense of guilt too.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't, Nora. If anyone is, you're so completely innocent.
Oh, yes, I know. I know. Perhaps I am. Perhaps Charles Dobbs could prove a beautiful case for me. Airtight and documented with evidence. Still, that does not stop my emotions. My feelings. Or yours, I suppose.
Or mine.
But still, it's wrong to yield to these feelings. We must fight them, Ken, with logic, with reason, with what little we know about what's right and what's good.
Nora, if Peg dies tonight...
Please, Ken.
We must face that, Nora. It's very possible.
I know that, Ken. But there's a point where you must stop thinking about
it. That's just it. I can't stop thinking
about
it.
You must. You can't let yourself go to pieces. You're still treating her, Ken. She may need you.
Oh, need me. It's because she needed me that she's lying there now.
Ken.
But you're right, Nora. I must stop thinking about it. All right, Nora. We'll talk of something else. Wait a moment. Here.
What are they? Theater tickets?
Yes.
Oh, Hamlet with Laurence Olivier. I've been anxious to see that film, Ken.
Look at the date.
Oh, they were for tonight.
Yes. I'd hoped you'd come with me tonight, Nora.
Well, there'll be another night, Ken.
Of course. There'll be a lot of other nights, won't there, Nora?
Of course. Did you ever see Morris Evans, Hamlet?
Oh, yes, yes. I saw John Gielgud's, too. It was a long time ago. What are you doing?
Just getting a book. Here, Ken.
Shakespeare? Nora.
You see, Ken, we don't have to be too disappointed about missing that film tonight. You can read the play to me.
Nora.
Please, Ken, I want you to. Open it anywhere.
All right.
Go on, Ken. Read it to me.
And these few precepts in thy memory, see thou character. Give thy thoughts no tongue nor any unproportioned thought his act. Be thou familiar, but by no means vulgar. Those friends thou hast and their adoption tried, grapple them to thy soul with hoops of steel.
It's Polonius speech.
Yes. Nora, do you think...
Read the end of it, Ken.
Neither a borrower nor a lender be. For loan oft loses both itself and friend, and borrowing dulls the edge of husbandry. This above all, to thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man. All right, it's no use. I can't get her out of my mind. I can't get her out of my thoughts for a minute, Nora. That may be the hospital.
It may not be.
I'll answer it. Hello?
Hello, is Dr. Martinson there?
This is he.
Oh, this is Dr. Jensen. Your wife has recovered consciousness. She's asking for you. I think you'd better come back here at once.
Yes, I understand, Doctor. Is she any better?
I'll talk to you about that when you get here. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ken?
I have to go right back to the hospital, Nora.
Ken, will you wait a minute? I'll go with you.
No, Nora, you stay here and get some rest.
I won't be able to get any rest.
I think it's better this way, Nora. I'll call you in case there are any developments.
All right, Ken.
Dr. Martinson.
Hello, Dr. Jensen. I came as soon as I could. She's still conscious?
Yes.
Should we go right in?
Just a moment.
Yes?
She's very low, Dr. Martinson.
Did you send for Taylor?
Yes, there's nothing he can do now.
What's your opinion, Doctor?
I'm not optimistic.
You mean she hasn't got a chance?
Oh, I didn't say that. I've seen some remarkable recoveries, but...
But you don't think that Peg...
I don't know.
I see.
Now, be careful of what you say to her.
I understand.
All right. Let's go in.
Who's there? Who came in?
It's just Dr. Jensen and your husband.
Ken. Ken, come closer where I can see you.
Hello, Peg.
Darling, I'm sorry I had to drag you up here now like this. But you see, I have a crowded schedule. I can't wait. I have an appointment to die sometime tonight.
But you're not going to die, Peg. You won't.
Yes, Ken. Go on. Tell me why I shouldn't die. Tell me why. Won't it be better that way? Why should I want to go on living? At least in death there's an end of torment. I hope...
Peg. Peg, you mustn't say things like that. You must want to live.
Why? To make Dad happy? He'll get over this. And you? Ken, the only reason I'd want to live is to someday hear you say that you love me. But that's as impossible as the moon. Or is it? Is it? Ken, if you'd only say that you love me, if you'd only show that you love me.
Peg.
I'm very frightened, darling. Please hold my hand. Thank you. Ken, tell me that you love me. Tell me that when I get well, we'll be together, you and I. Tell me that you'll smile when you see me and that you'll kiss me. Ken, then I'd want to live. I'd fight to live if you'd tell me that you love me.
Our Tony guest today is Mrs. Bernice Lederman of West Lafayette, Indiana. How did you get acquainted with Tony, Mrs. Lederman?
Well, for several years, I worked as a secretary in a large steam laundry where the air was very damp.
Mm-hmm.
And no permanent would stay in my hair until one day someone suggested I try Tony. And that was the solution to my problem.
Do many of your friends use Tony?
Well, as a matter of fact, they do. My husband teaches in Purdue University in West Lafayette. And we live in a veterans housing project with 200 other families. And there, we girls help give each other Tonys.
Mm-hmm. I guess economy enters into it there, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
How many Tonys have you had, Mrs. Lederman?
Well, I've had 3 Tonys, each one lasting about 5 months.
Mm-hmm. When did you get your last one?
As a matter of fact, I took that one about a month ago in preparation for the big visit to the city.
By the way, Mrs. Lederman, do you still have that job in the laundry you mentioned?
No, now I work for the university as a grader. Mm-hmm. And there, too, Tony is a big help.
Well, thank you ever so much, Mrs. Lederman. After what you told our listeners about your home permanent, I'm sure they'll want to try Tony right away. You know, Tony has both the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval and the Parents Magazine Tested and Commended Award. The Tony kit with plastic curlers costs only $2, and the curlers can be used again and again. So for your second Tony permanent, all you need is the Tony refill. It costs only $1, yet there's no finer wave at any price. And for coming in to tell us in your own words about Tony, Mrs. Lederman, here is a superb Benrus Embraceable, a 17-jewel Swiss watch and stunning bracelet combined, and a Tony refill so you can have your next home permanent on us.
Thank you.
Ken looks at Peg's strained, intense features. And for a moment, doesn't know what to say. He fully realizes what his answer will mean to Peg at this moment. And Nora, unable to sleep, lies in her bed, her eyes open, remembering some of the things Ken said, wondering about what is happening in Peggy Martinson's room at Page Memorial Hospital. Be sure to listen tomorrow to another exciting episode of This is Nora Drake, written by Milton Lewis and brought to you by Tony Home Permanent, the wave that gives that natural look. Stay tuned now for We Love and Learn, which follows immediately over most of these NBC stations.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.